curses, invocations. Weird, bait-headed mongrels, I keep expecting one of you to rise. Large, buxom, obese queens, garden hogs and cunt veterans. Quaint cabbage saints, shit hoarders and individualists, drag strip officials. Tight-lipped losers and lustful fuck salesmen. My militant dandies, all strange order of monsters, hot on the trail of the woodvine. We welcome you to our procession. Here come the comedians. Look at them smile. Watch them dance an Indian mile. Look at them gesture. How a plum said a gesture to the room. Words dissemble, words be quick, words resemble walking sticks. Plant them, they will grow, watch them waver so. I'll always be a word man, better than a bird man.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Thank you. tree can do for you.
Hey, man, are you going to find these guys or, you know, I mean, you got any promising leads or...
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They got 4 more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts. Leads.
My only hope is that the Big Lebowski kills me before the Germans Leads. Can cut my dick off.
It's Ava.
I'm Sam.
Of course, Lauren Francis, hang on. You recall our chat? Little boys sucking on their peckers, etc., so forth. I am as God made me. Was that your rationale? May I remind you, in this archdiocese, God don't run the bingo.
May I remind you that pride comes before the fall.
How's Sister Mary Teresa doing? Had a tasty relationship before she took her vows. Enjoy your clams, cocksuckers.
Oh, damn!
I'm your wicked Uncle Ernie. I'm glad you won't see or hear me as I
fiddle-a-bop, fiddle-a-bop, fiddle-a-bop.
Your mother left me here to mind you. Now I'm doing what I want to.
Fiddling-a-bop, fiddling-a-bop, fiddle-a-bop.
Down with the bedclothes, up with your nightshirt.
Fiddle-a-bop, fiddle-a-bop, fiddle-a-bop.
I fiddle about,
fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle, fiddle, fiddle.
Wolffighter
so arm-weary, but Piper is firing off. T also with a right hand a moment ago. And a right by Piper. And a left.
Uh-oh. Come on, T. Your turn, T.
Roundhouse, rights and left. Both men very... Piper knocked Mr. T's mouthpiece right out.
Uh-oh.
And Piper's mouthpiece out.
Well, how much of this can they take, Vince? This is vicious.
A brutal fight. Both men so arm-weary. But moving in now. Referee trying to get between them now. Bring him back out.
Wait a minute. Come on. Uh-oh. Oh, wait a minute. I knew this was coming. I knew it. Well, why isn't Gordon Liddy, isn't he a
Piper
judge?
Resorting
come
to
on
the wrestling. Look at this, all the men in there.
Oh, come on. Uh-oh.
We have a melee in there.
Uh-oh.
A melee going on.
Joe's got a hold of Duva.
Piper is back on his feet. Back to his corner.
Uh-oh, they can't get Joe off a cowboy there. Joe's got the cowboy.
Well, they're trying to get these fighters apart. Oh, look at that, Mr. T gets the dope. But Piper is right back on top of him.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the fourth round, the referee stops this bout. He awards the decision as a result of a disqualification to Mr. T.
There's a look at Roddy Piper. And there's no doubt Mr. Piper was bending and breaking the rules all the way through the matchup.
He asked for it. It's about time the referees gave him what he deserved.
Yeah.
the drain. But he's no bum, he works down the street. He bought the neighborhood deli. Back on his feet, now he's chopping up meat. Come inside, maybe you'll hear him say, try the Rye or the Kaiser, they're on special tonight. If you want, you can have an appetizer. You might like our salami, and the liver's alright, and they'd really go well with the rye or the Kaiser. Never eats while on the job.
I'll sing. him to see that I'll you.
the desert whispered to me. He said, isn't this a shame? Things will never be the same.
Magic touch. Ooh. It makes me glow so much. Ooh. It casts a spell. It rings a bell. The magic touch. Oh, when I feel your charm. Ooh. It's like a alarm. You make me thrill so much. You've got the magic touch. Here I go reeling. I'm feeling the glow. Know too much. Ooh. And then I felt your touch. Ooh. And now I've learned I can return the magic touch. Here I go. I didn't know too much. Ooh. And then I felt your touch. Ooh. And now I've learned I can return the magic touch.
Hey, you guys are brothers, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, what is this, a family business or what? You know, they say for Italians, this is skilled labor, you know that?
No, actually, I'm a rich millionaire. You see, my doctor told me to get out and carry golf bags a couple of times a week.
Oh, hey, you're a funny kid, you know? Yeah, what time you do back in Boys Town? Here we are, huh? Albert Einstein gave me this, you know? Yeah. Nice man, nice man. Made a fortune in physics. Boom!
Yeah. 300 pounders about to go one-on-one for the very Peter swore he'd never do it. He had promised his dead parents he'd never face his own flesh and blood. But he's been pushed over the edge, and now it's gonna happen. Who will rest in peace? Undertaker already playing some mind games with his younger brother. You can't say little brother. He is a younger brother. 2 7-foot monsters, virtually mirror images of the other. And what must the Undertaker be thinking? Is he thinking about eliminating his brother? Is he thinking about his dead parents? All of those things have got to be going through the mind of the Undertaker. Is he thinking that this could be the last match that he ever has? The man from the dark side, making his 7th WrestleMania appearance. And Kane making his 1st. Almost, would you say, a reluctant look in the eyes of the Undertaker. And they go eye to eye. Not a reluctancy out of fear, King, but the fact that this